With the first round of cuts just a week away, one Minnesota Viking in his second year has built a strong case to make this year's 53-man roster. Adam Thielen was a surprise last year as an undrafted rookie who made the practice squad. But this year, he's working to accomplish a childhood dream of being in the NFL.
Since day one, since high school, I've always, you know, had the goal in the back of my head that I want to play in the NFL. And I guess every day that I went to lifting, every day I went to practice, I thought about that. And then, when my career was done, I didn't want to be done. And I wanted to just give it my all and see what happened. If I wasn't good enough, I wasn't good enough. And if I could get a shot, I was going to give him my all.
When I saw him, I was like, he's really good. But, you know, I didn't know that he could, you know, go like NFL. So when he told me that, I was like, all right, well, you can do that, but or you can get a job, like whatever, like I'll support you no matter what. And then once he started doing it and everything started falling into place, I was like, he can do it, he's good enough.
I don't think anybody or myself would have guessed back when I was in high school that I'd be playing for the Vikings.
It's really actually unbelievable. When you look down on that field and see him, I think we've said to each other, is that really our boy? It's hard to believe, actually, I think.
Growing up in Detroit Lakes, Adam was a natural athlete, and choosing his favorite sport was always difficult.
We'd always ask him what your favorite sport is. He'd always say, whichever one I'm playing now. He just loved his sports.
Very athletic. I mean, he was in every sport that he could possibly be in. So it was always fun to watch from the time he was like 5 years old. He had some kind of a ball in his hand all the time, either basketball, football, baseball. So he loved every sport.
We're always doing something that's involved with sports. I mean, whether it be going playing soccer, or going to a Twins game or something. So it's fun for us, and that's how we connect, I think.
But with tremendous talent between Adam and his fiancée, Caitlin, sometimes figuring out who is the most athletic in the family is challenging.
Oh, she is.
Oh,
she went D1, so she's...
No.
No, she's a heck of a soccer player. I've watched her play a lot of games. She can play, that's for sure.
We always argue about this, actually. We'll always tell people, like, oh. And then I'll get mad when he doesn't say it, so that's probably why he just said that.
Family is first for Adam, and spending time with them on one of his rare off days during the grueling NFL season is important.
It's just kind of relaxing, you know. We've been here a couple times. It's kind of nice to just, I don't know, get away from everything and just not think about football. Spend time with the family. Having that, you know, family name on the back of my jersey and to be able to represent my whole family and it's pretty special. I mean, it's crazy how much support I've had from my family and her family, and her whole family's from Wisconsin. So I think it's a little harder for them, but it's been crazy how much they've supported me and my grandpa's, you know, he called me right after the game and just said how fun it was to watch and so it's pretty cool to have that support.
Having the support, not only off the field, but in the locker room, is vital to a young player's development. And Adam has found the encouragement from one of his veteran wide receiver teammates.
Greg Jennings told me when one of the first weeks I was there, after I got signed, just be yourself. You're going to get all this coaching and all this different stuff, but just use what you got you here and just really be yourself and just go play football like you've been playing since you're a little kid. So that's really stuck to me, and I mean, he's played in the league a long time, and when a guy like that tells you something, you really listen and try to use it.
And as the childhood dream comes closer to a reality for Adam, he hopes that one day he can assist with the dreams of other young Minnesota Vikings fans.
I remember going to training camp in Mankato and getting Randy Moss's, you know, autograph, and I was so excited. It's pretty cool, and I want to be that role model for kids now and try to use this to help others and help kids. And that's kind of my biggest passion is kids and helping others. So, you know, if I can use this stage to be able to do that, it'd be pretty awesome.